Pablo Picasso, whose early 20th century art opened doors to abstraction, once said, "There is no abstract art. You must always start with something. Afterwards, you can remove all traces of reality, but the idea will have left an indelible mark." Hello, I'm Daphne Maxwell Reed, and you're listening to Art on the Air. You've seen images from Pablo Picasso's Rose and Blue periods, his fractured, innovative Cubist painting, his return to simple, sensual, classical figures, and his inspirations from African art. Picasso was perhaps at his most abstract during his Cubist period around 1911. In these paintings, his figures and settings disintegrate into floating planes and facets that intersect and overlap. It's difficult to determine where a body begins, ends, or blends into its setting, which might include a table, wallpaper, or posters. Yet even at that point, we can discern traces of reality. In The Accordionist, for example, we sense Picasso's original idea, a head, a body, a musical instrument within a composition of monochromatic and transparent planes. About reality as the basis for abstract art, Picasso once said, "It is what started the artist off, excited the ideas, and stirred up the emotions. Ideas and emotions form an integral part of the art, even when their presence is no longer discernible." Art on the Air is produced by the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and New Millennium Studios and made possible by the Robert E. McConnell Foundation.